Okay, hold on one sec, folks. We got to do Hold on, folks. We seem to be having technical difficulties here. Okay, we've got sound. Good, very good. Righty do, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to It's the Economy, Stupid podcast. I'm your chief economist. And this is brought to you by the Sector Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute of Lincoln Letcher LLC, a news and media company. Welcome. Our subject for today's podcast, or I should say this week's podcast, since this podcast is done weekly, and it will be always done weekly, with some topic, or maybe a labor union leader, or an entrepreneur, or something such as that. So this week's topic is something that is done for this company, in which is actually a name of the department that oversees sponsorship and advertisement opportunities for not just Lincoln Letcher LLC or this sector here, but the entire company. Meaning its industries, the sectors of those industries, the supplementaries of those industries, and the sectors of them as well. In which is called the propaganda department. Now, the definition of propaganda, and this is by a dictionary app, is this. Propaganda is 1. Information, ideas, or rumors deliberately spread widely to help or harm a person, group, movement, institution, nation, etc. 2. The deliberate spreading of such information, rumors, etc. 3. The particular doctrines or principles propagated by an organization or movement. 4. This is if it's being used by the Roman Catholic Church. A committee of cardinals established in 1622 by Pope Gregory XV, having supervision over foreign missions and the training of priests for these missions. Or B, a school, college of propaganda, established by Pope Urban VIII for the education of priests for foreign missions, or the archaic, an organization or movement for the spreading of propaganda. Now, propaganda was what was used by companies in the early 20th, late 19th, early 20th century, instead of it being known as marketing. It was never known as marketing in the late 19th, early 20th century. It was known as propaganda. It wasn't a dirty word in those days. Well, then, question: how did it become a dirty word? Hitler. Why does it always return to Adolf Hitler? Great. In which he had a propaganda minister. His name Joseph Goebbels. In fact, this is the same man who came up with the infamous quotation, I should say. Famous to some, infamous to many. In which was, quote, "Tell a lie often enough, and eventually it will become the truth," end quote. Think about that. Tell a lie often enough, and it will eventually become the truth. And it's quite the truth. If you tell a lie or rumor or what have you often enough, eventually becomes the truth about somebody or something. There's been a lot of propaganda. Now again, propaganda has two definitions. One for the law of government, one for the law of economics. Here for this sector and for the entire company, we apply the law of economics definition. And which is the spreading the word of companies, nonprofits, individuals, if they so choose. That's the propaganda department. In the law of government, however, propaganda has a different definition. And this is the definition. Goebbels, the propaganda to create what Himmler defined as the final solution. So how does the law of economics define propaganda? I mean, I just gave you the definition, but how does that operate? I should say. How does that operate? Define the operation. Well, here's the operation. It's basically what we call marketing today, only we are applying the old term. Propaganda, because marketing is propaganda. And the reason why we had to change from propaganda to marketing was that this term was being applied by the Nazis. And you had the Democrats, the progressives, the liberals today. They didn't want their name associated with the National Socialists of Germany. That's why they altered the, "No, what we do is marketing. We don't do propaganda," in which they were and still are to this day. It's a business. Propaganda is a business. There's money to be made. Huge money to be made. Huge money. In fact, we just had a revitalization with this company of our propaganda department. If you go there, you'll be given two buttons, one for sponsorships and one for advertisements. So, oh yes, and it's brilliant of what they've done. Absolutely, positively brilliant of what they've done. I could not tell you how amazed I am. Now, I know people will say, "I'm not comfortable with the term propaganda." Well, propaganda is not comfortable with you. Again, with the law of economics, it is the most amoral law within the law of politics. Economics is what you make of it. There's no moral or immoralness to it. It just doesn't exist. Morals, there is no moral or immoral code within economics. It's not. That's basically the gist of it, of propaganda. Now, is it good or bad? When applied in the law of government, it is bad. But here on It's the Economy, Stupid, we view through the law of economics, and which is a different definition. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I've got for you today on It's the Economy, Stupid, from Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute. Thank you very much for listening to us. Please consider sponsoring not just this sector, but also the entire company. You may also advertise on this specific program. Please visit the propaganda department. They'll be able to give you the pricing and everything on there. Also, I want to tell you that the topic for next week is going to be Chambers of Commerce, if we don't get a guest for next week, though. But that will be the topic, is Chambers of Commerce. And please, if you're able to, put comments below or contact us via our public relations department on what you think of Chambers of Commerce. We would enjoy hearing from you. Also, I want to tell you this, that we are, we also got it to where, if you want to become a guest on this podcast, please visit the engagement department. The program committee is the one who is within that department that oversees the booking of guests. It is, we can do a 30-minute segment, or we can do an hour segment talking about economics here on the program. And it doesn't matter if you're a labor union leader or a business owner or just a plain old consumer. Would enjoy hearing your take on economics, what you think economics should be. But thank you very much for listening to this podcast and watching this podcast. This podcast comes to you from us for free. Thank you very much. I am the Chief Economist for It's the Economy, Stupid podcast from Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, a sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC, a news and media company. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week from St. Clair County. Good night, Illinois, and good night, everyone else.